Here's a story about a newfangled percussion instrument with a passionate following around the world. It's called the handpan. Amanda Kersey got curious and went along to a group lesson in Berlin recently.
Welcome, everyone. Good to see you all.
Ukrainian musician Zhenya Topov teaches handpan now, but remembers how mysterious the instrument seemed the first time he saw it.
I was very much like, what is that thing? I need this in my life, you know?
On this afternoon, there are five students, all millennials, in his workshop in Berlin. They've kicked off their shoes and are sitting on the floor in a circle, around objects that look as if they've landed from outer space.
People always say the same thing, you know. Oh, it's a UFO. Or, is that a wok? You know, can you cook in that thing? Sometimes like, oh, it's a turtle shell, especially when you're a kid. Yeah. Are you a mutant ninja turtle?
Wok, turtle shell, or maybe a steel drum popped out. But instead of using mallets, you play with your hands on the sheet metal top. It has between 7 and 11 notes. They're a ring of shallow dimples, the lowest note a dome in the center.
There are secret spots in the instrument. Every note has harmonics as well. There are things you can do to mess around with the sound a bit.
Topov passes each student a handpan, weighing about 10 pounds, to put in their cross-legged laps, like a yoga hip stretch. Keep the arms loose, he says, and strike with only one fingertip at a time.
So put your hands on the instrument, just go for it, let it fall.
Luding Pan from China is mesmerized.
It reminds me a lot of the mountains and rivers and nature. And that's also the reason why I love it and want to learn it.
If that comes off a bit culty, it's because handpan has a following. The original was invented by two Swiss artists in 2000 and quickly went from obscurity to coveted object, like the Birkin bag of World Music Society. But it's easier to get a handpan than it used to be. There are at least 140 craftspeople working everywhere, from Argentina to California.
So the instrument is kind of exploding at the moment.
Part of the universal appeal is that, according to makers and musicians, anybody can play it.
It's expressive of you. There is, however, resonance. Resonance. You hit it, you strike a tone field, and it resonates, right? Or there is dampness. So we want to be able to articulate this.
Jeremy Bugetti from France takes a solo. He's brought his own handpan to class. He searched the world for years before getting it. He wrote letters to the Swiss inventors. No answer. Emailed a Russian maker. Nothing. Then one from Ukraine put him on a waiting list. 18 months and a few thousand dollars later, Bugetti owned a handpan.
You never know. It's kind of like, I mean, if you really want it, you get it. What I like with this instrument is it teaches you to be patient, to like, really like, not freak out. Like, you don't get it like that.
As you can hear, Bugetti's not a beginner, but the rest of the students are, so it's back to the basics.
It really touches something, and it creates this incredible kind of atmosphere.
Jessica Kokro from Germany is starting to get how to move her hands to create the sound she wants. The tone of the handpan she's playing is one of a kind. Every instrument is custom, with different kinds of steel, finishes, and tuning. And they're fun to play with other people. Topov shows how it's done.
And then the other person. Or this thing, right? So you can explore all these techniques, or you can do whatever you want, right?
Finally, a jam session, two at a time. Over and the handpan a little less alien spacecraft after a close encounter of the musical kind. For the world, Amanda Kersey, Berlin.
we leave you with a little hand pan. You can see these strange musical objects and the blissed out millennials learning to play them at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. See you tomorrow.